Nicola, you're very welcome to In Business. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Amber.
No problem. Delighted to have you on the show. So I suppose, first of all, Nicola, you might talk to us about why you decided to develop this training course in the first place.
Yes, so Cancer Care at Work is an initiative that we set up in April this year. It was done in partnership between CORE and Purple House Cancer Support Centre. Essentially, what Cancer Care at Work is a framework that we've set up for employers to help them to put supports, policies, things like that in place if somebody on their team comes to them with a cancer diagnosis. Through all of the research that we did at the time when we were launching this, we discovered that most companies, while they want to help and there's brilliant intention there, they don't have the tools or the equipment or the language to be able to support their employees. So on the back of the conversations and the research that we did, we decided to partner up with a company called Stone Executive Consulting, where they helped us to create an online training resource. So essentially, this is management training that gives managers and colleagues the language and tools that they need to be able to best support an employee going through a diagnosis.
Okay, fantastic. And obviously going through a cancer diagnosis, it's obviously very devastating. And it is important that an employee going through that is properly supported. So you might talk us through, Nicola, how the training course actually does that.
Yeah, no problem at all. So it's an online course. It is, as I say, specifically targeted at managers, but we are bringing out one that will talk to all colleagues as well. The course, it's self-paced. It's held online. In total, it takes about 90 minutes to do it start to finish. And it carries three CPD, so professional points alongside it too. In terms of the kind of subjects that it covers, so it covers handling the conversation when somebody initially discloses, tips on what you can say, what's helpful, what's not helpful, those kind of things. It covers things like the legal requirements that employers have, so in terms of reasonable accommodations. And then it goes into more of the what you can actually do, practical ideas of what you can do to support an employee. While it covers all stages of diagnosis, treatment and return to work, there's probably a good bit more. And what's really valuable to employers is when somebody is returning to work after a period of time out of the office, how can you practically support them? So what kind of things, structures can you put around them? What kind of flexibility can you give them? How you can work with them to make sure that they feel fully supported and when they return to work that they can have as good and as positive experience as possible. There's a section in there which is about how you support the wider team. So if a colleague has been impacted by cancer, how can you support the wider team around that? And unfortunately then, if there's a situation where somebody doesn't return to work or doesn't come out the other side of the cancer diagnosis, how can you support your team in that kind of scenario as well?
Okay, fantastic. It's great that it covers so many different aspects. And I suppose, Nicola, we all know someone who has had cancer or has had that diagnosis. And unfortunately, it's so prevalent, I suppose, within society as well. So it's really important that this training course is there because obviously it's something that we're likely to face at some stage throughout the working life, I suppose, and someone that we know could be impacted. So it's important that people, especially managers, know what to do and know how to handle it because it is such a devastating and difficult time for the person. But as you mentioned as well, for their colleagues and those who care for them.
Exactly. And up to half of us will face the cancer diagnosis in our lifetime, myself included. So I went through a breast cancer diagnosis about 3 years ago, which is where some of the thinking behind Cancer Care at Work initiative came from between myself and the amazing team in Purple House. We were trying to figure out how can we support people when they are returning to work. So research that we had done at the time told us that 73% of people felt that a cancer diagnosis would negatively impact their career. And up to half of the people that we spoke to also said that they felt they'd be uncomfortable disclosing a diagnosis to their employer. So really kind of stark statistics that we want to turn on its head with the Cancer Care at Work initiative, because having the support, and again, with my own lived experience, I was one of the lucky ones in that my employers at CORE were incredibly supportive and they had my back the whole way through from diagnosis right up to return to work. It can just make all the difference to somebody that's coming back. You know, in my case, I was a year out of the office. I didn't know how I was going to be. I didn't know what my stamina was going to be like. But I had amazing flexibility from my employers that just helped me to ease back in and then eventually get on. And thankfully, I'm happy to say I'm doing quite well and doing really well in work at the moment as well. So it is that piece that's missing, I think, is the training for managers. So if for the most part, they want to help, they just don't know what it is they can do to help. So this resource will break that barrier for people.
Fantastic. And it's great to hear that you're doing so well. I'm delighted to hear that. I suppose having your own experience as well, Nicola, it probably was valuable when you were putting this piece of training, I suppose, and the work behind the scenes maybe into it to make sure that it covered all aspects, because having lived through it yourself, you had a very good perspective on it as well. Did you find that helpful in terms of putting this course together, I suppose, and making sure that it was everything that you felt it needed to be?
Absolutely. So the course itself was created by Melissa Stone, who was incredible at talking to various different stakeholders and get a real deep understanding of what cancer survivors need from their employers when they go back. She also has a wealth of experience in terms of understanding what HR professionals need to be able to deliver that support. So we were all able to feed into it. Now, I've gone through the training myself just to see it all. And I agree with you, everything that's in there is exactly what somebody would need when they are coming back to work. You know, we're all human beings. We're all working together to try and make everything better. But it is just about giving that practical advice of how can you treat the person like an individual? How can you listen to them, understand what they need and offer them flexibility if that's something that they need from you as an employer?
And as someone who's been through it themselves, I suppose you had breast cancer, as you mentioned earlier, Nicola, what would be maybe the one or two things that when you are going back to work that is so important and that helped you, I suppose, coming back to work, if any manager is listening at the moment and thinking, you know, what they should be doing maybe?
I think genuinely flexibility is probably the main thing, but it is listening to the person and just understanding for them. So every cancer journey is unique to the person, every treatment, every side effect, all of that is unique to the individual. So it's talking to them, to the individual, asking them what they need from you and proactively doing that. Often when people come out the other side of a cancer diagnosis, they look well, they're feeling better, but it's the invisible side effects that maybe managers aren't aware of. So things like fatigue can linger for many years afterwards. There could be mobility that's impacted, that's not as visible, and many, many other side effects that come from ongoing medication. So rather than assume, I would say to managers, just talk to your colleague, talk to them and ask them what they need from you at that point in time. And communication, flexibility, they're probably the main most important things that anyone needs from an employer.
Absolutely. That's really good advice. Just before we finish up, Nicola, in terms of the online training course, if anyone wants to sign up, how can they do that?
So the best thing to do is to log on to www.cancercareatwork.com. There's a form that you can fill out there and we'll get back to you then with information as to how you can sign up.
And you mentioned as well, it's all kind of done at your own pace. So there's no kind of strict timelines, I suppose, once you do sign up as well, which is important.
That's exactly it. So it's about 90 minutes in total and it's all self-paced learning.
Fantastic. It sounds great. Well, Nicola, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show and to talk us through it.
That's great. Thank you, Amber. Lovely to talk to you.